Well, hello there, and welcome to episode 198 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. I'm here with Mordecai. It is a sweltering heat dome warning this weekend, so I hope everybody has stayed hydrated and cool. We utilize the lake nearby and got lightly crispy because we were out in the water for about 2 hours and really should have gotten out at hour one and reapplied sunscreen. So we're lightly crispy. Not bad, though. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
So hopefully everybody else is surviving as well on this June 22nd. Otherwise, the big, like, global news is that overnight, actually, the United States bombed Iran and nuclear sites. So the president that said he was going to be the president that ends all wars kind of started another one.
Great yeah. job, Trump supporters.
Yeah, so there's that. I've been taking some days off because use them or lose them. So, the 19th was a holiday, 20th, just a day off. We've gotten some good gaming in, though, haven't we?
Yeah.
Making use of your birthday gift, Civ 7. We just got through the Age of Antiquity today. Mm-hmm. Kind of played the first half of it Friday, wasn't it?
I think so.
And the second half now. Next up, I saw you play Marvel Rivals earlier with Karma.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go? How'd those rounds go?
Went really well.
Awesome. Any funny anecdotes from them, or?
Only that Karma was adorable for, celebrating when she got MVP.
Yeah, he's not biased at all, though. Cute. That's cute, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Oh, and also today, we've actually officially been together for 2 months.
There you go. Congratulations.
Heck yeah.
And then from there, we played some World of Warcraft because the Summer Fire Festival just started in-game. So the ice stone has melted. A hoon is up for grabs. There's some new transmog that can be purchased from the vendor. And there's some new transmog that can be grabbed from Ahun himself. So, we'll probably... Oh, dear. This is riveting for you. We'll probably dive in and attack Ahun after I process this episode. Have we done any other gaming in the last week?
I don't believe so.
I think it's been mostly World of Warcraft, Civ, and Marvel Rivals, hasn't it? Like, if I pop over to my Steam... Oh, I have been playing a game called Night in the Woods with your little brother. It came out... I'm not exactly sure when at this point. Let's see here. Night in the Woods came out in 2017. And it's been a very fun, very story-focused game. So, strong recommendation if you're interested in heavy story-based. Looks like there's actually an achievement that I need to take a picture of. But, for example... Like, just one random screenshot that I found amusing. The main character is talking to their dad about adulthood and stress. And the dad responds with, but you spend a lot of adulthood being vaguely stressed. So, very real, mildly amusing. Feels fairly accurate. But a very good game. Strong recommendation if you're into story-based stuff. And I'm saving that screenshot so I can feature it on the blog when the time comes in rotation there. But, I mean, if this is a fairly quick episode and we are going to dive back into gaming, like tomorrow I have off as well, burning some of that vacation time. And all I really have to do tomorrow is mow. It was way too hot to do so today. Just thunderstorms are expected tonight. So hopefully for our area. So hopefully everybody else gets cooler weather too. We roll in. Or we roll on. Any other thoughts?
Not that I can think of.
Okay, cool. Yeah,
corpse birth.
Corpse birth?
Yeah. Trying to remember the name.
Corpse birth.
The same cave Karma recommended.
Corpse birth. You'll have to come back with that one because I'm not recalling it. There's Expedition 33 that your brother Sword Agent is singing high praises of.
The woman who was brain dead.
Oh yes. Okay, the Arkansas woman who was technically brain dead, who was forced to carry a baby until they were able to be born. Yeah, that's good and creepy. That's good and problematic because supposedly the family is also being forced to pay for the hospital bills that nobody wanted done. So they're being forced to pay for services that they didn't ask for. So that just compounds the wrong right there.
Yeah.
Compounds it. Disturbingly so. Yeah. I don't have any further thoughts on that. That's just a robbing the family of decision-making ability, and the child is born without a mother immediately, right off the bat.
Just a orphan right away. Everyone cares about the fetus until it's born.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't want to end on that low note. So I think I will go back to Expedition 33 and just say how much your brother has sung its praises. And I am hoping to pick it up eventually. I looked up on Amazon and Best Buy, and they're sold out. So this game is getting such high marks and high traction that it's selling out places.
Oh, wow.
My computer here could run it, but not at, like, full recommended specs. So I'm looking at, I'll probably want to pick it up on the PS5. Okay. Any other thoughts?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, this has been episode 198 of the FlameFlash.net podcast. And if you want to reach out to us, podcast@flameflash.net, or you can leave a comment on YouTube, or you can leave a comment on the blogs. And we'll keep this one short and sweet.
Live with honor.
Indeed.